I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Human rights observers say Iran has been killing more protesters since the war began in late February. Executions have taken place nearly every week since mid-March. At the same time, a UN panel chose the Islamic Republic to oversee a committee that shapes human rights policy. Lana Silk of Transform Iran tells us.
It's just so obviously ridiculous. On what level does this make sense? A country that is one of the world's worst perpetrators of human rights violations, particularly for women's rights, sitting and influencing women's rights and human rights on an international level.
While atrocities advance, so too does the gospel.
People are active and wanting to spread the gospel, and those that are hearing it are responding positively.
And statistically, people raised without a father are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop substance abuse problems. Brandon Bauer of the Lighthouse Ministry says many lack fathers to protect them from abuse.
They're running from deep, dark things in their past.
That absence often shatters their view of God. In the program, men go through physical recovery and restore their understanding of God as Father. One 52-year-old man, after multiple rehabs, finally confronted childhood sexual abuse from which his father failed to protect him. His confession released years of bottled-up anger and brought hope.
And no other program was dealing with the root causes. They were just trying to deal with the addiction piece.
The ministry also teaches practical life skills often missing without a father. Bauer says this is where the church is called to respond, by following Scripture's command to care for the fatherless. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.